No, I don't. I mean, this is pretty per usual for us. We've been alternating, so still get a set in with the ones every other one. So it's just good work going against another team. Good for our guys, and a lot of competition out there.
What did you do today against another defense?
Pretty good. Not as clean as I wanted to be honest with you. But that's all right. I mean, it's new look. We didn't game plan much or anything, so you just kind of want to stick to your rules and. Did some good things, but again, some things we'll clean up for sure.
When things are live or you're going against other players and you're hitting, does the mindset change for you when you're at the line?
Not really. I mean, I think it's just there's a little bit, you know, the rush is a little different with these guys. I don't think they're trying to protect you as much on the other side. So you feel it a little more, which is good. It's good for us as quarterbacks. So good to go through that. But other than that, it's the same game, right? Yeah, I mean, that's probably the mindset you got to have. Good or bad, the last play is over with, you know, regardless of what happens. So, I mean, there's been times I've started out, you know, with 10 completions in a row and then thrown a pick on my 11th. So there's no real transitive property as far as that goes. It's just, you know, good or bad, move on to the next play. What?
Yeah.
Look it up, Mike.
Mike. Golly.
The fact that you guys are rotating, do you feel like that's slowed the progression of the offense as a whole at all?
I don't think so. I try to look at the positives from it, right? You get work with different guys at different times, and everybody's mixing in there, and that's the reality of the season, right? You want all 11 guys on the same 11 all the time on the field, but guys get hurt, guys get tired. You got to rotate guys in, so we're taking advantage of that, and I think you know, everybody's done a good job handling that.
So if you're the starter, do you feel like you'll have had enough time with the starters?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I played with a lot of those guys last year, and we've been mixing in left and right this camp, so I'll be all right, regardless of what happens.
Paxton was asking if you felt like a make-or-break week, kind of this idea there might be a decision after this game. Do you sense that? Is that any pressure in your mind, just that pressure in practices in the
season? Not really. I mean, you know, it's just I think we, you know, I can't speak for Paxton, but, you know, as a room and as a team, you know, every day is a make-or-break day for us. Every week is a make-or-break day for us. So I think we've done it. We've had a really competitive camp, and we've taken that intensity every day. And we're just trying to try to build on that and see where we end up.
Time for a few more for Trevor.
There's a lot of guys behind Emmanuel and DT who are trying to prove themselves at their receiver position. Is there anybody in particular who's really kind of stood out to you over the last couple of weeks?
Oh, I mean, we got a lot of guys that made a ton of plays. I mean, Benny's obviously done a really good job. You know, Cody, which he was practicing, but he's done well. All the short, little, fast guys, Khalif, Isaiah, Jordan Taylor's made a ton of plays. So got a lot of really comfortable with all those guys we got. I think they've done a really good job.
You guys last one, Troy.
In your drive against the Bears, is that kind of the next step of this offense, or it's just, you know, because 20s to 20s, even last year, times you guys were pretty effective.
Yeah.
What is the key to getting kind of over the hump?
Yeah, I don't think we're – I mean, it was ideally right. You want to score on that first one, but, you know, you're limited game plan-wise in this first couple of games. So, you know, we want to put it in the end zone. That's not an excuse by any means, but we want to put it in the end zone, and we've done some good things in practice, and I think we'll be all right on that end.